T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I want a broadcast network. I want to see what other news operations we can sweep up.
Local TV?
Dad, nobody watches TV.
Why shouldn't we do all the news?
Well, Kim Jong Pop, because that's not how things work in this country.
We have a major problem. He's erratic. He's making bad decisions. If he's not careful, he's going to destroy the company.
Emily, are you going to do something?
I think I'm the best option.
Oh, right, because you like playing boss?
It is juicy. I was on the edge of my seat last night. I love this show. It's called Succession. And I was texting with Tim, harassing him over the weekend. And Tim's movie reviews are always brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, Succession is back.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul and Jordana. Yes, it's back in a big way. And I have to thank both of you for putting this one on my radar. You know, I mean, those first two seasons, I just went through like, boom, nothing. You know, unfortunately, now I'm stuck along with you two and just getting that one episode at a time.
Yeah, why did they do that? Why did they do
that? Oh, yeah, I know. It's really wild.
It's the old
model. What? I thought the big problem for this one, and believe me, it has nothing to do with the show. It's just the manner in which it was produced. Obviously, with COVID, it was delayed. So there was such of a long time between seasons 2 and seasons 3. So you almost have to do a little catch up. You almost have to go back to that last episode of season 2 to remind yourself the stakes of what is going on here. Now, obviously, Bright Star Cruise Lines, that's one of the many things that Logan Roy owns in his empire. There were some misdeeds going on with that. He tried to cover it up, buy people off, et cetera, et cetera. And his son, played by Jeremy Strong, was supposed to take the fall. And then at the last minute, he decided, you know what? I'm going to sell my dad out here. I'm going to tell them the absolute truth.
Yep.
So we find season 3 beginning essentially with Logan Roy, played by the marvelously evil Brian Cox, on the run, trying to find a country to stay in so he doesn't get extradited. So I just absolutely loved the season premiere of Succession, season 3.
I won't give anything away because Paul hasn't seen it yet. So Mark and I watched it last night. And I will say this, the writing and the acting and the delivery, I found it to be especially sharp and on point. And it was exciting to watch the actors. It felt good to...
They have no redeeming qualities.
Nope. You hate them all.
None of them.
They're horrible.
They all play it so incredibly well. The one that might be, I don't know if you'd call him redeemable. He's aloof. He's not very bright, I don't think. But Greg, the cousin, played by Nicholas Braun, he's like 3 steps behind everybody else. But yeah, right. I mean, you got Roman Roy, played by Kieran Culkin, who, you shiver at the thought of him. Sarah Snook is Shiv, his sister. Mm-hmm. See, the whole thing with this series, for people who haven't seen it, is Brian Cox has basically let it be known that he's not going to be the CEO of this this company forever. They're basically on the Murdoch family, and they're all vying for a position to take over his media conglomerate, and it extends to a lot of other areas too. And then, of course, mixed up in the middle of that is the character played by Jeremy Strong, Kendall Roy, who is the one that sold out his father at the end of season 2. So it's a power play for all of the people in the family, but now brother is taking on brother and sister and father, and none of them are very happy about it.
Tim, I just started watching the, infuriating series on Hulu called Dope Sick. Here's a clip.
I know most people don't think about us up there in the mountains. Many of my patients are minors. It's dangerous work, and they carry the burden of building this nation on their backs. They're in pain. These people, my people, trusted me. I can't believe how many of them are dead now.
Yeah, this is the story of OxyContin, how it came to be, how so many millions of Americans got hooked on this stuff. Many of them died. I never got hooked on OxyContin. After a surgery, I had to wean myself off Vicodin. Turns out I like that a little bit too much. So I wanted to watch this with an open mind, and it pisses me off. And even the FDA, how they got this through the FDA, saying less than 1% of people become addicted, total BS. But somehow they were able to push that through and get that on the label.
Yeah, by far the best, the absolute best movie or TV series I have seen regarding the opioid crisis.
Yes.
I mean, this really gets down to brass tacks. It tells the story from several points of view, doctors, patients, people that with the Justice Department, people that are with the DEA. I mean, and then, of course, we see the actual family behind Purdue Pharma, who was on the hook for this stuff. And you're right, it is infuriating. Jordana, if you think the family in Succession is scummy, they have nothing on this family behind this drug. And that's what really makes it really tough to watch, because this stuff happened. I mean, you know, you could look at the family in Succession and say, yeah, okay, they're based on the Murdochs and stuff. And in a way, it's almost over the top cartoony at time at how evil Brian Cox can be. It's almost considered a satire by some people's standards. This is frighteningly real. I can't stop. You know, you talk about addiction, Paul. I can't stop watching this show. It is so compelling. One of the most compelling series I've ever seen on television.
And the guy at the FDA, and I, full disclosure, two of my family members are mucky mucks at the FDA, so I'm gonna definitely bring this up the next time I see them. And this was a long time ago, but somebody within the FDA granted this label, you know, time release, you know, very low rates of addiction. 2 years later, this person quits at the FDA, and guess where he goes to work for?
Purdue Pharma.
OxyContin, really? Marketing. I'm like, how can this be?
And that's the whole thing. They were granted a special label, which nobody got before this, which basically said less than 1% of this drug is people experience addiction.
Yeah.
And the way that, you know, it's amazing, too, how you see the story from the sales, the point of view of, like, the salespeople, how they taught them to basically manipulate doctors into thinking that this is the real deal, this is going to change the face of medicine, et cetera, et cetera. Even went so far as to have psychological profiles of each doctor that they targeted to get to sell this medication to them, or sell the idea of the medication so they could prescribe it and make it, you know, this I guess you could say a blockbuster medication. But my God, again, what an enormously compelling series. I just can't believe it. Michael Keaton, we should note, is one of the lead actors in this. You got Peter Sarsgaard, you got Rosario Dawson. Terrific cast, terrific filmmaking or television making, whatever you want to call it. It's a miniseries, an absolute must-see.
I agree.
And there's only, what, five episodes?
I think so. Five episodes of Dope Sick.
Yeah,
yes.
Something like that.
Five or six. Yeah,
wait.
Right now you have the first three available.
Okay.
So believe me, you're going to just peel through those like nothing. It is such of a compelling story. Starts at ground zero in the areas where this drug was first introduced, including a small coal mining town in Virginia.
Yep.
And Michael Keaton is a doctor in this small town. And somehow, he's very guarded at first, but somehow he fell for it. And then the dominoes start to tumble.
Tim Lammers, always great to talk with you. Thanks for being as excited as we are about these two series. Appreciate you.
I'm sure we'll bring up hopefully both of them again because they're both great series. But for sure, Succession, you got me hooked.
You got me hooked on that show.
That's a good thing to be hooked on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.